I'm David Brancaccio. In an about-face, the head of the U.S. Postal Service says he will hold off cost-cutting measures until after the fall election. So opening hours and the blue mailboxes won't be reduced, nor will overtime for employees for now. The post office is one of the biggest employers in the U.S., and its staff includes a large number of military veterans. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on that.
The USPS says it employs over 97,000 veterans. That's roughly a sixth of its workforce. Michael Mako is one of them. He's worked as a sales and service associate in Kentucky for nearly 17 years.
I basically managed the window service to the public.
Mako says he spent 5 years on active duty in the U.S. Army. When he became a civilian, he says the Postal Service was the best-paying job he could find. And Mako says he's used a lot of skills he picked up in the military. Leadership, multitasking, attention to detail.
Whether you're mailing firearms, corrosives, hazardous materials, there's so many things that you have to stay on top of.
Many veterans haven't served long enough to receive a military pension, says Jeffrey Winger at the RAND Corporation. He says the federal pension the USPS offers makes the job attractive to veterans.
I think pension is important. I think people want that sense of stability and security.
Michael Mako says he was able to count his 5 years of active duty time toward his postal retirement. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.